You're listening to The Modern Mainframe, BMC's Intelligent Z Optimization and Transformation Podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe, and how BMC AMI and BMC Compuware Solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain. Hey everyone, welcome to The Modern Mainframe. I'm Matt Dallaire. Today we're discussing the MITRE ATT&CK framework in the mainframe. Joining us today are BMC Principal Product Manager Christopher Perry, and Director of IBM Z Security Services, Chad Rickensrud. Chris, Chad, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Matt.
Yep, pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you. Thanks for joining us. So, Chris, I'll start with you. What is the MITRE ATT&CK framework and why is it important?
Yeah, so great question to start off. So MITRE as an organization, let's start there, is a federally funded research development center. It's a nonprofit organization designed to do a litany of things, and cybersecurity is one of their focuses on how to make cybersecurity in the country just a little bit better. So they developed what's called the ATT&CK framework. And what this is, it's a knowledge base of adversary tactics and techniques based on real-world observations. So they've gone and they've gathered a tremendous amount of data around what different APTs and criminal organizations are doing, and they kind of gather that into a singular database where they can now codify all those different tactics. And what they've done is they've built a giant matrix spread across multiple different operating systems and domains where they can codify the different types of attacks into a standardized language, as well as give insight into security folks for whether or not they have the right security tools, processes, and detection measures in place to prevent or detect the types of attacks that they might be facing. So it's a really phenomenal, again, knowledge database that really allows different organizations to get a feel for how well they would do against the types of threats that are facing peer or similar organizations.
So, Chad, how is the framework different on the mainframe? How is it different in relation to the mainframe?
Yeah, I mean, the mainframe is just another computer, right? That's how, you know, when Chris and I talk to clients, we talk about the mainframe. It's just another computer. Might be more complex, might not be well understood by some, but it's just another computer. And what I mean by that is it has an operating system, it has I/O, it has people who program it, people who engineer it, administer it, all those sorts of things. And as such, from an attacker's perspective, it's also just another target, meaning that you have to gain initial footholds, you have to do footprinting of the system, you have to do privilege escalation and persistence, all the types of things that are part of the MITRE framework apply to the mainframe. The difference then to your question is just sort of mainframeizing them, right? We have to take the types of specific technical nuances of the mainframe and the types of attacks and the types of sort of real world examples we've seen on the mainframe and basically just translate that and put that into the MITRE framework. So the beauty of the MITRE framework, like Chris said, is it codifies everything across a common set of language, and then you can break it down by platform. So you can look up different things in the MITRE framework, whether it be, you know, network or Windows or web or whatever. And now mainframe is just another one of those, so that to people who understand mainframe or who are looking to secure it, then the details within the MITRE framework as it applies to mainframe will make sense to them, because it will be using all of the specific terms and the specific items, objects, artifacts that we find on the mainframe.
Kind of an open question. How long has this framework been around? When was this first started?
Ooh, well, I think MITRE ATT&CK has been around for several years now, it's definitely been growing in popularity. As you go to a lot of security conferences, you'll definitely see a lot of talks around implementing a security strategy revolving around the MITRE ATT&CK. You notice most vendors today will have marketing literature around how well their software solutions help organizations protect against the types of threats in MITRE ATT&CK. So it's definitely been going around for a while. And it's been growing too. It's an extension. So when originally started as primarily focused around Windows, right? It has increasingly adopted new operating systems from, again, Linux, cloud, mobile, ICS. So it's a growing matrix and database of different types of systems that they support. So it's continuing to grow, I guess, in popularity and importance there.
So I definitely didn't just Google this, but it's been around since 2015.
It's good that you're quick on the draw with the Google.
That's right.
So what's involved with the implementation? How does one get started down the road of implementing this framework or the suggestions therein?
So I would argue that implementing the framework is not something where you're not going to implement initial access, you're going to implement execution, right? Those are types of attacks. what you're going to implement is your security strategy. You're going to implement your tools and processes that allow you to defend your organization, protect, detect, and respond to security threats. And then I would argue use the MITRE ATT&CK matrix to evaluate how well your security strategy is at protecting against the threats that they've identified there. So say, for example, right, you have your threat detection mechanism in place, and there's a whole category of the MITRE ATT&CK for lateral movement. So you'd go line by line, the different elements of the MITRE ATT&CK, and you can go from the techniques to the sub-techniques and see, would we have detected this? Would we have prevented this? And as you go down the line, if you're able to say yes to all of those measures, we would protect or detect all of these different types of attacks that we're seeing APTs do, well, then our security strategy must be doing something pretty well. If you're not, right, then you need to do a self-assessment and figure out how to close that gap.
I think the other important thing is in addition to what Chris said, is assessing your own risk model, your own threat model, because any organization can look at the attack framework and decide to implement controls to prevent those types of things, but they need to also do a realistic assessment of, you know, are they an attack? You know, if you are a manufacturer of widgets that's not particularly well known, not particularly big on the national stage, nothing that you do is necessarily like national security or infrastructure critical, you should still do this, but you probably won't be the target of like some of the most sophisticated types of APT-based attacks, right? But if you are a global financial services organization or a government or something like that, then good chance you will be, right? And so it does allow you to sort of decide based on your own threat modeling how deep you want to go.
What is BMC doing to support the MITRE ATT&CK framework in relation to the mainframe?
Yeah, so absolutely. So like we said, it supports a lot of different operating systems, but today ZOS is not one of them. So they haven't started collecting all the different types of attacks that occur against the mainframe. And BMC is in a unique position based on our mainframe services and type of works that Chad does to have a lot of these real world examples of the types of attacks that have affected, you know, some small mainframe shops and some of the largest, you know, financial institutions that are household names. And so we've been gathering those and trying to formalize the different types of attacks that we've seen and have data for. And we're creating our own matrix of attack, and we're tying directly to, again, what MITRE has put out there with their attack framework. So when we are, you know, naming the type of attack against the mainframe, we're going to use the same nomenclature and the same format that MITRE ATT&CK did, so that you can integrate this ZOS attack-inspired matrix that we built directly into your organization's MITRE ATT&CK strategy. So the ZOS becomes just like any other server in your environment, and you can strategically incorporate it in the same way.
So where can folks go to get more information on this matrix of attack that BMC has put together?
So the internet, right? So a quick Google, if you just type in BMC MITRE ATT&CK, there's plenty of literature available, and you can get direct access directly to the framework. And if you've ever taken even a close look at the MITRE ATT&CK framework, it's look exactly the same. Again, similar nomenclature, but this time when you click on, say, initial access, right, and there's a technique for exploit public-facing applications, right, it's going to be the specific public-facing applications that exist on the mainframe server, right, that might be slightly different from, say, a Windows server. So you can coordinate specifically to, say, you know, network job entry, which is a unique ZOS protocol that has forward-facing ports that an attacker can use to gain that initial access. So it's going to be the same, again, look and feel of everything that you're familiar with MITRE, but now it's going to be talking directly to the mainframe languages, the mainframe technologies on ZOS, so you can kind of understand how it plays in that area.
Okay, great. I think that about wraps it up for this episode. So Chris and Chad, thanks again for joining us today.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Matt.
Yep, pleasure.
Hopefully we can have you both back again soon to talk a bit more in depth about BMC support of the MITRE ATT&CK framework and why it's important in the world of mainframe security. So to everyone listening, thank you for joining us. Be on the lookout for our follow-up episode. And in the meantime, be sure to check out our other mainframe-related discussions on our SoundCloud channel at soundcloud.com/modernmainframe. And until next time, take care. You're listening to The Modern Mainframe, BMC's intelligent Z optimization and transformation podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe, and how BMC AMI and BMC Compuware Solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain.